3 past midnight. The Library Policeman. From the book 4 past midnight by Stephen King. Read by Ken Howard. Everything, Sam Peebles decided later, was the fault of the goddamned acrobat. If the acrobat hadn't gotten drunk at exactly the wrong time, Sam never would have ended up in such trouble. It is not bad enough, he thought with a perhaps justifiable bitterness, that life is like a narrow beam over an endless chasm, a beam we have to walk blindfolded. It's bad, but not bad enough. Sometimes, we also get pushed. But that was later. First, even before the library policeman, was the drunken acrobat. In Junction City, the last Friday of every month was Speaker's Night at the local Rotarians Hall. On the last Friday in March of 1990, the Rotarians were scheduled to hear and to be entertained by the Amazing Joe, an acrobat with Curry and Trembo's All-Star Circus and Traveling Carnival. The telephone on Sam Peebles' desk at Junction City Realty and Insurance rang at 4:05 on Thursday afternoon. Sam picked it up. It was always Sam who picked it up, either Sam in person or Sam on the answering machine, because he was Junction City Realty and Insurance's owner and sole employee. He was not a rich man, but he was a reasonably happy one. He liked to tell people that his first Mercedes was still quite a distance in the future, but he had a Ford, which was almost...